Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Growing Pains podcast.
Woohoo!
Fiance edition! Yes!
I don't even know if you can say that.
Get up!
Get on that!
Get on that! Yeah, we did it, man.
We did!
Yeah, look at us go.
Look at us, who'd have thought? Oh, you do this every time.
Gosh, we did it.
We don't have microphones for that kind of maneuver.
I feel like everybody's going to want to know sort of like
the ins and outs,
the ins and outs and what's happened. So, should like, because you, I knew I was going to do it before you knew I was going to do it. So,
I'll let you start.
Shall I start?
I think you have to become like a little bit of a girl in this though. Like, you have to tell us like the description. You can't just I got down on one knee and proposed.
So, girlies.
Yes, exactly. So, let's girlies. Go. Full story.
Girlies. You're never going to guess what, right? So, I had told, well, Faith originally gave me a deadline.
But can I just say, yeah, we're 2 minutes in and there is an angle for hate.
No. I'm not doing that.
No, it's sarcasm.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I wouldn't have actually broke up with you. Leading up to our anniversary, I didn't even say anything about it.
No. Okay. Listen, it was all just a bit of a joke. But anyway, I knew that I was going to do it on our anniversary this year. Like, from the get-go.
Yeah.
That's why I kept making funny jokes in the podcast as well. If you check the episodes back when I'm like, oh, yeah, the deadline, before April.
So you were always going to do it.
I was always going to do it on our anniversary.
There you go, then.
So I was having fun with that in my head.
Yeah.
And also, what I was going to say, it's not around anything. Our anniversary is not near anything. Like, it's in between New Year and my birthday. It's just in a nice place in the year where, like, it's another happy place to celebrate the year as the year goes across. So I was like, perfect date. Love it. Smash it out of the park. Then you have to figure out what kind of rings you like. And I kept baiting you for months and months into sending me what, because your taste changes. So how many times did I would say, oh, I've lost a message or whatever.
Oh my God, so many times.
So I would say, oh, I've lost a message. I don't know. Like,
why are you saving it? Why haven't you start the message on WhatsApp?
So that was all calculated.
Right.
That was all calculated because I wanted to nail down which ones you actually really like.
Yeah.
So I managed to do that. Then I made a notes document with absolutely everything in it. And then I spoke to a friend of ours.
Yeah.
A friend of ours' sister.
Yeah.
Who helped me along the way, and it was like all systems go. March 30th, we started making it in like February.
Yeah, you didn't give him much notice.
No, it was really tight. But then
that's got, very Bazinga of you.
No, but so then once it was being made, because it's all custom made and everything, it's really quite cool. That ring on the inside, it's got like the official coordinates of our first date.
Yeah,
look at me being thoughtful.
Yeah.
So that was being made. Then I had to ask the males of your family, and there are a lot of males
four of them.
Yeah, there's four males in your family. So there's one day where I played football in the morning and then went straight to West Ham. And on days like that, you usually give me pelters, but I got even more pelters because I forgot to take the bins out.
So. Bro, we had one job of the day. I said, yes, you can go West Ham. Don't worry about it. Have fun. Yeah. Enjoy. I said, we should please take the bins out before.
Yeah.
Please. It's full up. He leaves the door and I go, I'll take the bins out then.
Yeah, so I completely forgot. But my head was all over the place because I realised, right, I've got dad, two brothers, it's time. We sat down at a West Ham game. It was West Ham Burnley. Shit game. But before kickoff, I went, because they literally said to me, they went, have all games you've come to, why have you come to Burnley one? And I was like, haha, well, basically, lads, I need to ask you a question. Can I please have your nod of approval? Because I want to propose to Faith.
Yeah.
And then your dad was really cute. We was like sat next to each other. Me and her dad sit next to each other. So he like turned around and he's huge.
My
so
dad's a big
he's
guy.
Huge. And he was like trying to hug me. He's like, oh, I'm so made up for you, bro, whatever. And then Hugh and Connor were like, oh, sick, yeah, handshake or whatever. Yeah.
Did Connor get a mosh?
He was very happy. You could see he was smiling.
Yeah, I'm a guy.
And then, so that's three males done. Leon is at uni.
Yeah.
Leon is hard to get hold of. Leon basically FaceTimed me one night and I had to nominate someone to drink a jug of piss.
Right.
And I didn't think that was the time to say, oh, by the way, he's like fully uni student, football team, like, it's quite funny. So anyway, this poor lad had to drink a jug of piss. I watched that. But then he was coming down. So I was like, I'll just ask him in person. Your dad brought him round to chill for the day or whatever. You was upstairs. I said, Leon, by the way, I've asked everyone else already, but...
Oh, you did it then?
Yeah. But can I propose to Faith, please? Yeah, all good. And then we had a Sunday dinner that you cooked and your mum was round. And while she was in the kitchen, I ran into the living room and said, by the way, Cheryl, I think I'm going to do it on this day. Is that okay? Yeah, boss, she'll love it.
Yeah.
So they all knew. And then it was time to sort of plan how we was going to do it. And
it makes me laugh, keep saying we, because I know you mean me, but you mean my family.
I mean your family because they all know.
So
our first date, I've literally still got pictures of on my phone. Faith set it up in one of her horse's stables where she had like a blanket down, like some things from Greg's, donuts, some drinks and stuff. There was music playing, there was fairy lights. It's quite cute.
Yeah.
So I took a picture and videoed it because I was like, oh shit, no one's ever done this anything like this for me. So I kept that. And what I said to Faith's dad was, because he goes down the stables to help your mum, I said, I really want to recreate it, like exactly how it was, just with some added spice, with like some balloons and whatever. So he helped massively and got it all set up. And then it was time to get you down there. And I packed everything in the car secretly while she was getting ready and hid it. Because you said, just before we started the podcast, you said you was looking for the ring. But
it
was hidden in the boot.
I was looking at his pockets.
It was hidden in the boot. But I told Faith, we got something in the daytime, then we're going for dinner.
Yeah.
We also went to an animal farm in the morning with Olive. So you kind of fucked the timings a little bit for me, but I didn't want to get the ump with you on the special day.
And that's what was sus. There was like no attitude from Ethan. And when I was getting ready in the daytime,
because that even delayed us as well.
There was no time to strive to be ready for. And Ethan's very much like a very punctual person. Like 3 p.m. means you get there like 3 hours before 3 p.m. and you just wait.
10 minutes before will do.
So for him to not really give me a time and not to press me whilst I was getting ready, I was like, well, this is weird.
You've had the slight ump with me if I'd have rushed you getting ready, and then you would have not looked your best on your special day. So I was like, fuck it, I'll let it run.
Thanks.
But anyway, that crushed the timings together. I say, you got to wear a blindfold. We drive there. I put the blindfold on when it was about 5 minutes away, but we was at like a turning where we could have gone one way or could have gone the other. So I was like, all right, whack that on. And then I feel like you probably got some sort of idea.
Yeah, I worked out from that point.
Some sort of idea where you was. And then you was filming a TikTok anyway.
But if, because the M25 was closed, I keep saying that. I don't even know if it's that well.
It was the M25.
M25 from where we live.
Yeah.
If you had gone that way, I wouldn't have never guessed it.
Yeah.
Because it was so traffic blocked.
Yeah.
But because you went the way that's like hometown.
Yeah.
I could work it out.
Yeah. So I reckon your mind probably started going. But anyway, we get to the yard.
I couldn't stop smiling, could
I? Yeah, I know. We get to the yard. I hand the child over to Faith's dad because she was in the car with us, brought her there with us.
Baby shark the whole way.
Baby shark the whole way because she was in a vomit.
Yeah.
I kept saying, I was like, Olive, you're really spoiling something special. Just crying.
Which is another clue.
Yeah, she's just screaming. Get out of the car, blindfold, take you into the stables. I feel like once you step on the hay, you kind of realise where you are.
Well, I realised where I was the minute I could smell it.
Smell horse shit.
You got me out of the car and I said, Ethan, can I take the blindfold off? I can smell where I am.
Yeah, you can smell the horse shit. And then autistic Riz took over.
Yeah.
Got in the stable, set my phone up, press record, got down on one knee, had the box open. Said, you can take your blindfold off now. She took her blindfold off. I said, Faith Kelly, will you marry me? Sort of just shouted at you. And then you said, yes, of course, whilst giggling.
Because it was funny.
And then for some reason, I heard yes, of course, and my mind went completely blank. And I just gave you the box with the ring in.
You said, yeah, then have that. You said, all right, then that's good.
I said, yeah, that's for you.
I had to take it out, put it on my own finger.
Had a hug, had a kiss that was very reminiscent of our first kiss.
Yeah, the kiss was like our first kiss.
Yeah.
But Ethan was like a little chihuahua when they're really cold. He was like shaking when I gave you a hug.
So fucking like, nerve-wracking, isn't it, man?
But like, it was so funny. Like, it's very like Ethan coded, because if that went really smooth, like, that wouldn't have been you.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
very me.
That's why it was funny.
It was funny.
And people were like, did you cry? I was like, I don't think.
No.
You could cry. That's it. I think we both would have cried
if I started giving you some sweet nothing.
But
maybe.
It was just funny because he literally went, you can take your blindfold off now. Faith Kelly, will you marry me? And there's no gap in between.
No, I completely forgot. In my head, I was like, right, this knee, I fucked that up. I went down on the wrong knee. It's meant to be what one goes down?
I think go down on your right.
I don't know. But anyway, well, I bollocks that up anyway. So I was so in my own. Fucking, I'm going to die. I was so in my own head. I was like, bollocks, man. I'm all over the gaff here. And then done it. And then, wow, celebrate. Then I was like, and by the way, look, your mum and dad are here. Because I know you probably wanted...
You said, oh, and I've got another surprise for you. I was like, a pony?
No, no.
Because we were down the stables. He was like, oh, your mum and dad are here. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
All right, there you go. Yeah, my left knee was up. Yeah. My right knee was down.
I was going to say, yeah.
But it's more comfortable
sense.
For my hips. So it's hard to do it like that way. But yeah. It's so nerve-wracking, man. You said that when you was hugging me, you could feel that I was nervous.
Really
it, but it
shaking.
Was. And then also, I booked us a dinner in the evening for 6 p.m. And because we have a child, that's like a reasonable time. But because of the delays at the animal farm, then getting ready, we could celebrate at the yard for like...
45 minutes.
Probably about half an hour. And it was like, right, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to head into London, had a nice dinner. And then, yeah, I
come home,
I said some nice things to you in the car.
Yeah.
And then we recreated me putting the actual ring on.
Yeah, when we got home, Ethan put the ring on my finger.
Properly, yeah. We reenacted it.
But then you went to put it on this finger, on the index finger, so...
Because I was like, well, why's your hand reversed? But then I realised, yeah. Again, I'm just like not all the ticket, I don't think.
Yeah, so I feel like the way you done it was probably best before you put it on the wrong finger.
Yeah, I'm not all the ticket, man. But yeah, it was fun. It was good.
It was so sweet.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel like it was really nice the way that you actually did it. Like, because a lot of people, like, they go on holiday, whatever, but tying it down to, like, the first place that we had our date and actually started, like, a proper connection, whatever. Like, that was genuinely the first time we met in person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, that wasn't even, like, first date. That was the first time we ever met.
Yeah.
So I think it was really sweet.
Cute.
And I had done the first date based off of everything that you told me anyway. So, like, the Greggs, the cocktails, whatever. They were all your favourite things on text that you told me that you liked.
Yeah, yeah.
So to have everything there again is really cool.
Cute.
It was special.
And then what also was cute is, like, everyone at that yard has known you since you was, like...
11.
Yeah, really. Like, so that was also quite wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cute, man.
Sweet moment. I think we kept it a secret for like four days.
I did it Saturday 30th and it's now the 4th. So yeah, about 5 days.
Yeah, but it was funny because you've been playing pro clubs up the turfs and gurfs, something like that.
Gurf and turf.
Gurf and turf.
On three. So gurf and turf. 3, 2, 1. Gurf and turf. Bosh.
So I have this thing when Ethan wants me to do something, he says please and I say please what? And then he goes, pretty princess of the world. Because why not?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Why not? So I went, please what? And he was like, pretty fiance of the world. And I was like, really? On Pro Club?
Because I started streaming it.
I was
basically.
Like, there's no way you've just dropped a little tease on Pro Club.
The first couple of nights I weren't streaming, but now I've streamed it. And but no one clocked on. I said, do you mind making me a Pepsi Max? And then, yeah, please pretty fiance. And I went, oh.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. But
at that point, like, again, because it got really hard, like, me posting like TikToks or Instagram, keep having to take the ring off, and I did not want to lose it.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously I've just had my ring on, and then it was a good 50-50 split, like those who noticed and those who didn't.
Yeah.
But they was like, is that like a rock I see on your finger?
Bro's rocking. Bro is
so
rocking.
So we just thought we'd just because
people are so busy, they want to know what we're up to anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, it's been really lovely.
It's been sweet.
It's been lovely. Do you feel warm and fuzzy?
Of course. I told you that as well. Like the first time you was calling me fiance, I was like, wow.
This is amazing.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
We've done it.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like we've actually, like, again, because we've had so many people that are so nice.
Yeah.
But then we've also, this is why I wanted to keep it private for at least like the time that we did. Because even Poddy was like, oh, are we going to renounce it like before your episode or not? And then I was like, I don't know, because I don't want to let people's negativity come in. Because we had such a good bubble of like feeling loved, everyone around us felt loved. Like it was such a great experience. And then obviously you go online, like you kind of can tell not everyone's going to love this situation. But I just feel like, we've had our bubble, which was nice. We could celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the people who have given hate, I really feel like they don't understand our relationship.
I don't get it, man. There's, I don't get why people care so much.
But the thing is that it's all the comments, I didn't see one bad one about you. All the comments were at me like, oh, we could do better. She could be prettier, whatever. And I'm like, whenever I would get it if I ever claimed to be like a model or like, well, I've never ever claimed to be like a person that is supposed to be pretty. Like, it was literally just a person.
Just a person.
And I'm still not claiming like, oh, I'm the prettiest girl in the world. Like, literally never done that. So I don't know why all the accusations say that. And then obviously, oh, she's an L, things like that because of the podcast. So thanks. Thanks, Prodford. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Proddy's been thrown on the bus.
It's not your fault, Proddy. But there are people that don't even watch the podcast. It's just the clips. And some clips, I have to say, bravo. Some are very well done. Like, as to the moments where they're clipped at.
Yeah, it's very easy with podcasts to take clips out of context.
It's very easy.
We are
very...
we've
grown since then as well.
We're very polarising, I think, in the aspect of... We're unfiltered and we don't really give a fuck. How, like, we just say shit at each other here and don't really care
what it translates what's gonna happen. To.
But then we get the ump that people are upset. So it doesn't, on both sides, I can get why it happens, if you know what I mean? Because we sit here and don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But then when it is clipped out of context, we're like, fuck's sake, but you're not getting the context.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get the fact that...
It's a joke. She,
yeah, and also, I feel like, to clarify, right, we are a very fucking lovely family, right? Yeah. We love our little girl. We are great with her, especially Faith. Faith does so much of the fucking backpacking for this family when I'm working or doing whatever I do. I get to do loads of cool shit. I get to play football and do whatever else. Look, she's going to cry, bless her. I'm going to cry as well. But she does so much for the family, yeah? So when people are this horrible to her, it fucks me off. And I've said that to you before, haven't I? When you attack her... It fucks me off and fucks Olive off, all right? And Olive's upset with you. But yeah, she backpacks for this family, so give her a clap. Boah. Ah. 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 I'm the girl. I'm the girl, all right? Fucking
wow,
up the girl.
My speech.
Yeah, I'm the girl, man. But yeah, listen, she's amazing, so... Listen, you nasty bastards, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, as well, like, people underestimate how much communication we actually have. Like, we've got four horses, and then people go, yeah, but you don't have to have the
four horses.
Like, but we do.
Four horses, three dogs, a fucking daughter, three brothers and a mum and dad. Like, mum and dad, whatever. There's so much going on.
There's so much going on
for us.
There's
so much going on, man.
Like, hardly ever home. Like, to build a relationship built off of someone who's, like, obviously his job is his job. That's not a problem. Yeah. Like, that's why we make everything work. But, like, for to make a family work as well as we do for someone who's like here, there, everywhere, like can only see them certain times, whatever, and then we've got three dogs to look after, we've got the horses, like we've got dogs to
there's a lot like, of priorities so, that's the issue is like, is there's
like so much outside
compared to what I would I'm not gonna start comparing us to other online couples or whatever, but the fact we are online is obviously that opens us up to judgment anyway. But compared to a lot of social media couples that you may see or whatever, and again, this isn't me putting us on a fucking pedestal, but they might, one of them might stream, one of them might record videos, one of them, but there's not, that you might, yeah, they still socialize and stuff. Yeah. Like we are looking after a daughter, going to work, it is work at the end of the day. I know it's fun work, but it is work. We're going to work, we're looking after our daughter, we're looking after the house, we're looking after the family. And then on top of that, again, you want to see your family and do whatever.
And the thing is, like, I don't even ask for a life outside of being a mum either. No. Like the last time I went out was, the Sidemen anniversary party.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think the last time I went out before that was the Sidemen anniversary party before that as well. Like, I don't even ask my own individual life. That's why, like, I give everything just to our family.
No, exactly. And that's what I mean. You backpack for us very hard. And
but, yeah.
I feel like, again, people see scratch surface stuff when you come on here and we talk about fucking whatever's going on in the world and then have an opinion on it or whatever. You barely scratch the surface. Like, we could sit here and I could every week go, fucking thank you for this week. You've been amazing, darling, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, people are here to watch us fucking have a little bit of fucking fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we're here
for. And do you know what the thing is? The arguments that you see on the podcast, that is literally it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no arguments
it's so
at
trivial.
Home or
it's
outside.
About, like, it's about a fucking bit of clothing on the stairs or, like...
Yeah.
Which, by the way... It's very fucking bog standard things that happen when you start living with each other.
Yeah. Like, I've heard from couples that some horrible stuff that goes down. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, but for us, again, I think me not being articulate, and I am obviously not overly educated. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like I've always struggled with it. How to translate my point across softly.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that. It's not the fact that I don't want to do it softly. It's more, I've said it before I've even thought about it. That could have sounded nicer. Yeah.
You are also quite unapologetic. Like, you just say what you think and
people were like that.
But you're well within your right to say what you think. But again, because you are so unapologetic with it, I think people are like, well, I've got the end with that.
Yeah. And it's because I'm a woman. If Andrew Tate says what he wants, bro.
But yes, I love you very much. So.
Thank you.
And listen here, if you even claim to fucking like me or whatever, just stop fucking quoting me with horrible shit directed at my fucking family.
Yeah.
You awful fucking bunders, all right? Fuck off.
Yes, my man, my man, my man.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on. Fucking girf and turf.
Yes.
We are fucking massive. Sorry for all the swearing. We are gigantic. We are phenomenons.
Yeah.
Basically,
it's good.
Let's give you the origin story. Basically, pro clubs is like, without a doubt, right? I met Josh and Toby early doors, and me, Josh and Toby used to play pro clubs on like FIFA 12.
Oh, what? It's been around that long?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Me, Josh and Toby used to play fucking pro clubs on FIFA 12 for hours and hours and hours. We've made pro clubs montages. We've got some of the best goals on FIFA 12 in pro clubs. Like, we was cooking back then. So if you think about it, that's what, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
So I've been playing it that long. Fucking love pro clubs. In recent years, I've played with John, JCC, and a guy called Billy and Johnny P. And we've gone 200-0. Last year, I think it was the year before, we've done 100-0 and 200-0, which means we've won 100 games on the bounce.
Yeah.
We've won 200 games on the bounce. I consider myself a pretty decent pro clubs player.
Yeah.
So when I hear, Ginge messaged me one night, I can't remember what it was. He was like, "All right, mate, are you busy at the minute?" And it was when I had fever.
Mm.
When I had fever and I was like really down in the dumps. So I was like, I fucking would have loved to have jumped on.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't play, and then they filled the squad up and there was a couple of players in there. But for Ginge created it with Philly. They play the co-owners. They've essentially taken role-playing to FIFA, which is quite funny because everybody, as a little boy, everyone wants to be a pro footballer, right? Pro clubs, you play as you.
Yeah.
Like everyone always goes, your pro looks exactly like you. I fucking love it, man. It's so good. I'm playing like a pro.
Yeah.
I'm cooking. So then, I texted him one night. I was like, I'm free, by the way. Like, I've got a couple of hours to spare. I'll jump on. Instantly jump on. And they've got, in the squad so far, it's such a funny bunch of people. So they have Ginge, Philly, Luke Littler, H, a guy called Taze, who's also H's mate, rapper from Manchester.
Yeah.
Me, Bateson, Pieface, a guy called Chaz, a guy called Beans. Like, it's just such a weird collective bunch of people.
Yeah.
But it works so well.
Yeah.
And that's what I fucking love about it. We're playing like full 11-man squad at the minute. And yeah, it's mental. You love it?
I do. I think it's like Ethan tried to set me up for subs. That story. So basically, by the way, this is like the only night I've ever walked around the house in like my knickers.
Your knickers,
it's because at dinner time, I was like, right, you're wearing really nice joggers. I went the whole day.
Yeah.
Do not get anything down them. And then I got like red oil sauce all down the leg. And I thought, oh, I've got to get them off and then wash straight away. So I took them off. And then I just thought, oh, actually, I'm kind of fine like this. Like, it's already 9 o'clock. Let's not waste more washing, right? So I was just walking around the house in my knickers. Nice little thong, to be exact, right? And Ethan was like, I had like crop jumper on, whatever. So I was clothed other than my jeans.
It wasn't just thong.
Yeah, it wasn't just a thong. And Ethan kept going, come on, come say hi to the stream. And I was like, no, I'm embarrassed. Like, I didn't know how streaming works.
Because
I don't know who I'm talking to. Or
for context.
I don't get how it all works.
You were sat at my door like a...
I was sat outside his door.
Like Roland would.
You for an hour and a half, by the way.
You sat outside my door like Roland would. Like, hello.
And I was like, the baby's gone to bed, and now what do I do?
I was like, come and get involved then.
Like, I don't really watch TV.
Yeah.
I can't read because I'm dyslexic. Like, so I just sit and just watch Ethan.
Stop.
Can't make me
laugh like that, man.
But it's true. So, and Ethan's like, come in, come say
come
hi.
Get involved,
I was like,
yeah.
Well, I'm in my pants. And he was like, no, the camera angle won't even pick up on it. You'll be fine. Just walk in. He was like, look, it's just my face. And I said, well, let me cover myself with the best cereal then, because it was literally on the
good
side.
Promo.
Brilliant promo. And I walked in and all you could see was the best cereal come in and the bottom of my legs. And I was like, you set me up.
Because in my head, right, I was thinking,
trying to get subs.
In my head, I was thinking on my stream, all you can see is like chest level, but I completely forgot about depth. Like at the door, you can see pretty much a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny. You come and said hello briefly, but then last night you jumped in as well. You come and said, because everyone was being nice. Congrats.
But it was funny.
Congrats.
As soon as the game started, he's like, right, got to go now. Like, pushed me off his lap. And I was like,
well,
oh, all right then.
We was mid-playing.
That was abrupt.
We was mid-playing one game in Division 1. And Ginge went, because I think you just posted, and I hadn't replied to you on Instagram. You was like, I'm posting it now, by the way. And Ginge went, Ethan, you engaged? Have you proposed? And I went, oh yeah, I did it on Saturday. And everyone went, wait, wait.
Yeah, I see.
Wait. So then in between that and the next game, I was like, fuck it, come on in, come say hello, jump in. And then everyone in the chat was being nice, weren't they?
Yeah, they was all good.
Yeah, congrats. WWW.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It is funny the way like streamer things work. It's like spam.
Yeah. Well, if people didn't know, right, I was a streamer before I was a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So, and Bateson, who plays in the team, me, Bateson and Josh on, again, like FIFA 11s, FIFA 12. So we're talking like 12, 13 years ago. I've known Bateson for that long.
Yeah.
Like I knew Bateson when his little boy was born. His little boy is now a boy.
Yeah.
Like it's meant, and he loves Sidemen stuff, which is quite funny. But I've been streaming on Twitch and Justin TV way before I made YouTube videos. So for me, streaming is like really nostalgic for me. Like I fucking love it. I like doing it because it makes me feel like how I was when I started.
Yeah.
Mate, I proper enjoy it. So when this popped off and I was like, I can sit on stream in the evening for like three hours. Admittedly, one night it went on.
Oh my God, you didn't come bed till like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, admittedly, one night. So we was going for the division. We were trying to get promoted to Division 1, which is the Holy Land.
Yeah.
And we lost the playoffs twice.
Yeah.
So then we had to get back in the playoffs. So admittedly, that night did run on.
But this is...
That night run on.
Like, I wait for you so much. Like, at the night time, I wait for you since come to bed. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I like being in bed like with you. I don't, it just makes you feel safe. This is why, again, a comment when people are like, oh, it's just wait 3 years, she'll run off with his money and want the house on her own. I'm terrified of being on my own.
Also,
are you joking?
Also, bro loves me. Like, she, we're joined at the hip. She
literally,
she follows me around.
Outside his door.
Yeah, she follows me around. She loves me.
Yeah, I remember it. If he's like, it's like a, getting a dog, it's like, oh, cool, we're going to the kitchen now. Let's go to the kitchen.
Bro, we're going
back in the living room. Cool, let's go back in
the
living room.
Bro's with me all the time.
But you did get a red card, though, didn't you, from me last night?
I got a red card from you?
From me, yeah. You got the be quiet.
Oh, I did. Oh, I got telling off last night. So tell between the legs on stream as well.
It was a big telling off, right?
Basically.
I gave three chances.
Can I set the context, though, why I was shouting?
Yeah.
Right. So last night, Trent Alexander-Arnold, England right back, plays for Liverpool, Champions League winner, corner taken quickly, Trent. Predator wears them, is the face of pinging passes across the pitch. Trent wanted to play the mighty Gerfenturf with a couple of his boys in a best of three game. So this is, we've never done a friendly before. This was fucking mega.
Yeah.
And guess what? I couldn't wait to get my mitts on him. I knew that I was going to drop game on him. And guess what? I did.
Yeah.
I did. So anyway, I was getting really gassed. We was cooking. That first game, I was on a 10.0 rating.
Wow.
I was fucking flying, mate.
Yeah.
I think I got man in a session again last night.
Basically, so what this translates to is Ethan being very, 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 very loud. It's a very late hour. So I tried texting because I was in a bath, right? And the bathroom is opposite Olive's room, okay? The floor was fucking vibrating. Like, Ethan's voice bellows.
I don't know what it is.
He's so, so loud.
Like, even now, you've trained me to have an indoor voice.
Indoor voice, yeah.
But my voice, even like now, it's just, I don't, because I'm not deep like Josh.
No.
But it's just loud.
But it has like a raspy bellow.
It goes.
Yeah, it travels far.
It goes, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But anyway, I texted him. I was like, Ethan, babes, a bit loud, hun. Gave him another text. Whoa, Ethan, okay, that was very, very loud. You're going to wake up the baby in a minute. So then I thought, I'll give him a call. Because again, I was in the bath trying to enjoy this bath, right? I'll give him a call. And the call just went to answer phone. And I was like, he's not even heard the 11 rings of this phone. No. So he's definitely got two. When you got two on, that just means he doesn't know how loud it's being. Yeah. So I went downstairs, the dog wets itself because he's shouting and I'm upstairs. Now the dog, I let him out for a wee like 10 minutes before. He did not need a wee in the house, okay? He's wet himself because you are shouting that loud. He's actually shat himself.
Yeah.
Right? So he's wet himself on the floor thinking, what the fuck's going on? The other dog is pacing up and down. Our new protection dog's thinking, oh my God, he's
what's
screaming.
What's happening to my dad?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The other dog's pacing. I'm knocking the door. Ethan, I try to be really quiet so your microphone.
I didn't realise you were there. I had to like.
But I was like, Ethan, the screaming is enough now.
Yeah.
I was like, you've made the dog wet itself. I was like, you're going to wake the baby up.
Yeah.
Let's just relax or you'll have to come off the game.
Okay? Yeah. I know.
I felt like a right
man. We was mid game.
You can't be quiet. You got to get off that game.
We was mid game and I went, yeah, lad's just been told I've got to be quiet. We're going to wake the baby up. Did you hear
Ginger? I had to clear out the dog piss at fucking midnight.
Did you hear Ginger's response?
Yeah.
Have you seen the clip?
I think so. You left her in my
tell her, fucking shut up. She got a ring on her finger.
Yeah. Oh, if he's available for babysitting once you've woke her up.
Yeah,
that would be great because I'm not getting involved. Nah, I didn't wake her up.
I know. Yeah, I put her to bed and she was knackered that day as well. She didn't have an afternoon nap. She was just being really disobedient with her naps.
Yeah.
So she was knackered at about 6:30. So I put her to bed. But putting her to bed at 6:30, I was like, I've got game time here.
Yeah.
I can cook tonight. I guess what I did, man of the session yet again. That's two on the shelf.
Yeah.
Bosh. But I'm proper enjoying it, man. Like, you think I'm a neek.
No, I don't think you're a neek. I'd rather you do that than go out.
Yeah.
But I would enjoy you to be a tiny bit quieter.
Yeah, don't worry.
Like, we do have neighbours.
I'll work on that. I'll work on the quietness.
Wildlife.
Yeah. Also, you got me a present, didn't you?
I did.
I completely forgot this. Faith got me a Van Cleef.
Wow. But I would say I bought it off Selfridges, right?
Yeah.
I don't get why it's so small.
It's a small dainty one, low key.
But I didn't.
But it's nice.
It is nice, but I didn't. Why is it so small? It's off Selfridges, not fake.
Look at us though, matching.
We are matching. But yeah, but again, because I knew I was going to get you the black one that you wanted. Yeah. That looks like this, like so with all the
yeah
clovers, whatever they are. But then I was like, I have a feeling he's going to propose, and I'm going to have to put some money in towards. I'd rather put it towards a nice wedding ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I thought,
you know, so funny. Faith, so once I've got the ring on Faith went, so like, do you wear one now as well?
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's not like tradition, isn't that?
But this is where it gets a little bit iffy. Why am I, right?
Acclaimed woman.
Yeah. Why am I claimed and owned and you're still roaming the streets as a fucking free man?
But I'm not.
Times have changed.
Listen,
men
here.
Should have engagement rings.
What do I always say to you?
I'm off market, you're off market.
What do I always say to you, yeah? If you, like I've just said, we've got four fucking horses, three dogs, you, Olive.
You might be looking for a sleep, sweet release.
Listen here. I could not be doing with another lady that's just going to give me more headache.
I don't actually give you a headache.
No, I know, but I'm saying potentially more headaches. Like, this is what I'm saying. No.
I don't think Ethan would sneak around well.
No, God.
Like, I already knew he was going to propose, and that's the only sneaking he's ever done, and I could work it out.
But yeah, listen, I get the whole thing of like, yeah, there's a sign to say, all right, but it's more of a thing for the lady. It's the lady's special thing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I'm not complaining.
No, it's a lady's.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lady's special thing. Like,
because the engagement ring is like the mega one.
You go M&S now, and people are going, oh shit.
But I always said to Ethan, so like, I suppose the ring, like, obviously, I always wanted an oval one.
Mm.
And then Molly Mae got an oval one. And then every girl in the world got an oval engagement ring. So I just thought, I've kind of steered from that a little bit now. So I just wanted something completely different. I was like, I've not seen a freestone in a long time. So I wanted a freestone ring. And I just think it's really pretty. But I wanted like it to be like, oh, she's engaged.
No, you are.
Like, I don't want men to be like,
No, you are.
Is she? Like, no she's engaged.
You are. Yeah,
she's
very much
off
so.
Off market.
Right, anyway.
Dog? Sorry, I'm not even looking at that.
What do you
I was going to say about the new dog.
Oh, new dog, yeah. Well, I'm quite interested in what the document says here.
Adult breastfeeding.
We've got adult breastfeeding. Right. Weird bedroom
fetish
kink.
Of yours, Ethan.
Right, here we go. Weird bedroom kink. Thousands are scared to admit liking. People get shy at the prostate. Right, okay. So what, people want to suck titty?
Ethan's never. When I was breastfeeding, if I had a clogged milk duct, which actually never happened to me, by the way.
Yeah.
But if I had one, Ethan wouldn't.
You was asking, but, it's the way you was phrasing it as well, by the way. You went, so like, if my breast gets like stuck, you're not going to suck it out for me. Like, just phrase it nicely. Like, you was phrasing it so nice.
Bro, I could get fevers and everything.
Yeah, I know, but you was phrasing it really.
Just suck the tit.
But to be nicer with it, like, say, would you mind, please, unblocking my milk duct?
You wouldn't do it.
Can you suck my tit, please?
You wouldn't do it. But anyway, there had been times where my boobs, oh my God, I saw a TikTok actually come up yesterday of me being pregnant. My boobs were fucking huge.
Yeah, you're big boobs.
But anyway, post-pregnancy, right, you get like porn star tits, right? When your milk comes in, like 5 days after having a baby, four days actually. Like, you look like a fucking porn star. They're like out here and they are rock hard. I don't actually know how that happens. How have I gone from that to that, right? Well,
Your body's it, feeding something.
Nuts. But they used to be so full. And if Olive was asleep, it's when we'd go to my mum's, right? And I forget the pump and the baby's asleep or she doesn't want to feed. Oh, that hurts so much.
You want me to suck your tits?
I'd leak. Yeah. Can you please?
Imagine going upstairs. Oh, sorry, mate. I'm just going to go and suck a tits.
Yeah, like, can you please get some milk out of me? I had to go into the bathroom, lean over the sink and start milking myself and it wouldn't be enough. Like, it used to hurt
I know why people get the up with me and say, like, Ethan's laughing. Listen, I'm just a little boy, but also I am immature.
It's too awkward.
It's awkward laughter.
If I sprayed milk, like, there was...
Yeah, it's awkward laughter, you lot. But also, you make me laugh by the way you say it. Like, yeah, I had to go to the sink and milk my tit. That is such a funny sentence.
This is where me not being articulate doesn't help.
Like, that is such a funny sentence.
But like, even like when you're breastfeeding a baby, when you get your boob out, like, sometimes just spray milk all over the baby and then they're like soaked.
That was funny.
Milk.
That used to make me laugh. Yeah, Olive would be trying to like...
It's like a shower.
But anyway, apparently this is happening. So I assume this only happens when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Role
playing scenarios where one partner assumes the role of the nursing mother, the other takes on the role of the baby.
Oh yeah, that's a bit too much. Danielle, she said he's got a bit of a baby. Mummy thing.
Mummy milkies.
Yeah. Sounds like... I can imagine Chippo Crimes being like that, 100%. Yeah.
He does do mummy milkies, I think. Like, yeah.
And rightly so. Sabina has got a cracking pair. Jesus Christ. She has. Like, they're actually godly. I've had to fill them out.
I must say, this isn't a fetish of mine. No. No, not at all. Not at all. Not for me.
No. I think it's a bit odd. I do think, like, your milk is for your baby. Like,
I tell you what, I will try it next one.
Next baby.
I'll try it.
Thank you.
I'll try.
No, you tried it out of the bottle.
It
from the tip.
I didn't suck it from source.
No.
I didn't suck it from the source. No. I just tried it out of the bottle. But yeah, it's fucking all right. It's milk.
It's meant to be good for you.
It's milk. It's got loads of good shit in it. Liz Hurley's son admits filming his mum's... What? What's going on? Why is this? What?
He filmed his mum's sex scenes.
Right. And felt normal.
Oh, liberating. Liz Hurley, she was in Gossip Girl, right?
So she's working, filming.
On a picture.
She's 58, said it felt liberating to work so closely alongside her only child, Damien. And he's just sat there filming his mum getting pretend porked. Really odd. Again, odd. Really odd.
Yeah.
Not into that.
Americans,
yeah. I suppose there's an aspect to look at it and say, oh, it's just work, but hey, I wouldn't want to film my...
They're
mom.
Very friendly and that over there, whereas we're not.
No, that's really odd. Yeah. Trending topics. Is that what the news has come to nowadays?
How have we gone from engagement to I film my mum do sex scenes?
I don't really want to talk about this. We've got a dog.
Yes. Yes, back to where I started.
We've got a dog. We have a lovely dog.
Darcy dog.
Yeah, a big German shepherd.
Yes.
Yeah, rah, rah, rah.
She's so funny.
She's hilarious. She's like so full of character, but also like... just cute but scary.
So she's actually from a protection company. So
Protection Dogs Worldwide. Yeah,
Protection Dogs Worldwide. Shout out them.
Worldwide.
Protection Dogs Worldwide.
I know about them through Yanni as well.
Yeah,
so Yanni,
like, they train up some serious protection dogs.
So the whole thing is, right, these are ridiculously obedient, loving family dogs, but are also trained to deter threats upon your household or in public, wherever it may be.
Mm-hmm. See how much better you are at speaking to me.
Yeah, way better.
Because I would assume you'll fuck your day up.
Yeah, well, she will do that. if you're a bad guy,
totally.
It's a bad day to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
Or woman, or whatever you want to be at the end of the day. Basically, I know about them through Yanni. Yanni, again, is... I'll use the proper terms. A high net worth individual who has a family, daughter, kids, whatever, sons, nice house, nice cars, and wanted an extra layer of protection at his house. Like, yeah, we got cameras and that. But at the end of the day, I think a dog is sort of like... a lot of people don't want trouble with a dog.
No,
especially not a well-trained dog.
And
either.
The thing is that we've got three dogs as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's...
yeah, you just
lot
wait till the dash
ram
gets
noise.
You.
No, it's not even that. It's a lot of fucking noise.
It's a lot
noise.
Of noise. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of noise. And this comes from the fact that down where we live, there is multiple houses with a lot of land. We are one of them. But it's also on like green belt tree line. Mm-hmm. And people, if they really wanted to, could just come and walk up our house.
Tips and tricks.
Because... not tips and tricks, but like, that's a possibility. Yeah. And we found out recently that has happened to previous owners.
I think that's what... so basically, there's a neighbour that I get on with down the bottom. He's got What's the prep? Malinoise? Is that how you say it?
Belgian Malinois, yeah.
Malleys. I just call them Malleys.
You've got two Belgian Malleys, right, which by the way, they will fuck your day up.
We put up big, massive fences. Malleys. And then found out that they could still jump them fences.
Yeah, Malleys will really, really fuck
your day
up.
These are like guard dogs. Like, these are outside. They live outside. Yeah. Like, they're not indoor dogs, these ones. And then he was like, yeah, they've targeted all four of your... The four down the bottom of our road, yeah. We've all got land. All four of them got broken into. He's got land. He didn't get broken into.
No.
He was like, I've got X amount of stuff down there. They will not come in because of these dogs. And I was like, interesting. Makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Since we've had the house, though, we've done so much security stuff to it. Like, they didn't even have. So we've done so much to it. But then we thought, we'll get a dog.
Yeah.
Like, but we just thought, we won't just get a dog. We'll get a fucking trained
elite dog.
Bite trained.
She is an elite dog.
Yeah, she is. She's it's what they call a director's dog. Mm. So she's like top of the whole company.
But she lived at home with the owners. So.
Yeah, so she's like...
She's a serious bit of kit.
Yeah.
But she's fucking lovely, man. I'm enjoying it as well. It's like taking her out for two walks a day, getting to play with her, whatever.
And it's nice for us as well, actually, because like... With the other dogs, because they'll be like, oh, did you not walk the other dogs? Like, we did walk the other dogs, but Hades, bless him, he's obviously arthritic. He can't go very far.
He's old boy. He's old boy,
is very arthritic.
End of life care.
That's what we say, yeah. It's a bit mean, but
he's at a nursing home, essentially. That's what he's at.
But then got Rolo, who's a miniature dog. Our house is, like, enough for that dog. Yeah, yeah. But I go down horses and they come help out. So they spend a lot of time outside.
Rolo
they don't
takes
necessarily
himself out.
Need... Oh, Rolo fucks off for 2 hours anyway.
Yeah, Rolo
so
goes on a little
he
adventure.
He just walks himself. But anyway, we take the big dog out twice a day on actual long walks, which has been really nice.
Yep.
Rolo comes with us sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I had a point to that.
Just nice, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's nice going out. Yeah, nice little walk. We take the baby as well.
Baby
she goes out and says, hi dog. She loves it.
It was really nice when Darcy come in this morning when we was waking Olive up because she was just waving at him.
Waving at the dogs. She loves it. Should we move on from dog chat?
Yeah, go on.
She is amazing. Love the dog. And bad day to be bad guy. Unlucky.
Absolutely.
Right, face Euro squad. So the Euros are coming up. You know, England.
England.
I surprised you and your brothers with tickets to the Euros final.
Oh, is this happening again?
Euros,
4 years?
No, that's World Cup.
Oh,
Euros
right.
is every two, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
So I took you, I surprised you last time when it was at Wembley. That was really cute, wholesome video.
Yeah.
However, it's time. Faith is challenged to build her starting lineup for the Euros this summer in Germany.
Well, I've got to go to Germany.
So I can help you with positions.
Or just online.
Have
I got to go to Germany or just do this now?
No, you just got to make your line up here.
Oh, fine.
All right, so I'm going to help you positions and sort of like...
Not the first time.
So what formation would you like to play? What formation do you see England playing?
Oh, England. I thought we were talking about myself.
No.
Oh.
All right, okay. What position do you see yourself playing?
I'd be a striker, 100%.
All right, okay.
I'm fucking sick at football.
Yeah, cool. What formation do you want to play?
My team.
Yeah. What, 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2?
I want two.
No, you can't. What is that? Two what?
This is the goal.
That's the goal.
This is where the other goalkeeper stands. Yeah?
No, so start from your goalkeeper. So go goalkeeper.
I want, for our goalkeeper, right? This is me. I'm goalkeeper.
Yeah.
I want three.
Three. If you go three at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you are... England are a bit shit, probably need more people there.
Right.
And then, can I go through again? How many have I got?
You got 11 players.
Three. Yeah, sure. Three again, just in case.
Right, yeah.
Three again, two.
So you're playing 3-3-2.
3-3-3-2.
Right, let's scrap that.
That's 11.
No, let's scrap that because that's not going to work. If you're going three at the back, you can play a 3-5-2. So you play three defenders and five in midfield and two attackers. All right. So Faith wants to set up England.
That's, yeah.
In a 3-5-2.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. In goal, who are you going for?
I don't know. Who's in the fucking team?
So we have Jordan Pickford.
Yep.
Who got announced in the squad?
Well, I've heard his name before, so let's go Jordan.
Jordan Pickford is number one.
Yeah, I've heard his name.
Jordan Pickford's number one. I think England Pickford... is different gravy compared to Everton Pickford.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that.
It's got World Cup.
All right, now centre back.
Striker.
Oh, do you want to... You're going straight... You got build from the back.
Oh, well, I don't want to use all the players. I want to use my strikers.
You've got Pickford in goal.
Yeah.
Usually you build out from the back, but you want to go...
I've got Harry Kane.
You've got Harry... All right, Harry Kane's
got to go striker.
Yeah, he's striker. You've got another striker to play with as well.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say it because it can get clipped.
What?
Ooh, twin. Twinnies. Saka.
You're going to play Saka at striker?
Yeah.
It's a bold move, but fuck it.
I thought he played there. No, push him back a row then.
He plays right mid, usually.
Yeah, I swear. Pretty much.
All right, so far we've got Kane, Saka and Pickford.
Yes.
All right.
Twins.
Yeah. English players.
Who's the young fellow? Marcus Rashford.
Oh, you want to put Rashford in there?
Yeah.
Are you playing him up front or on the left?
At the left.
All right, that's where he plays. I think he's better on the left, so yeah. That's okay. He personally wouldn't make my team.
Yeah.
So far we've got Pickford, Saka and Rashford, and Harry Kane.
Yes. Who else plays for England?
English players, any English players.
Any English players.
Yeah, just so English players.
So many in my mind right now. Who to pick? There's just so many in my head right now. Wayne Rooney's obviously Welsh. He can't play. What? He's Welsh, isn't he? What?
Are you trolling?
No.
Wayne Rooney's obviously Welsh.
Yeah.
So right? He can't play.
Well, he ain't in England.
No, he in Wales. Is. He's one of England's best strikers ever.
Oh, how'd he get in then? How's this work?
He's not Welsh.
He's English.
He's Scouse. He's Scouse.
Might as well be Welsh then.
All right, so now we got Kane and Wayne Rooney.
Sure, let's whack Rooney in then.
All right then, yeah.
If he's allowed to play.
Fuck it, yeah. He is allowed to play. He is English.
Striker then.
Yeah, all right.
Come on, Rooney.
All right, so now you've got your two strikers,
got
Kane and Rooney.
Two strikers, yeah.
Rashford, Saka, Pickford. So now you've got two centre midfielders. And three centre-backs to choose.
Who did we... Ferdinand.
What, Rio?
Yeah.
You want Rio Ferdinand in there?
Who's the other one?
Well, there's two Ferdinands. There's Anton as well.
Oh, no, I've not heard of him. Rio, then.
All right, Rio, yeah.
No
all right,
offense.
All right, so we're playing... Anton's lovely. Anton will probably see this, by the way.
No,
well.
I know. I was going to say, I've heard him talk
this.
At each other's football.
Yeah,
he
watches this, I think.
Yeah, I've overheard on your thing.
All right, so we're choosing Rio Ferdinand to play.
Who listens?
Anton.
Oh, Anton, yeah, whack him in then.
All right, so do you want both of them?
Sure.
All right, so we got two Ferdinands at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. One more centre-back.
I feel like this is a clip that now needs context, but yeah. Do you want both of them? Both in the back.
Right.
Both the Ferdinands, love that.
One more centre-back.
One more centre-back. One more. This is going back to goalie now. Pete Crouch is goalie, right? No? I feel like because he's so big, he would have played in goal. But that just seems silly to not have him in goal.
He was a striker.
Oh, really?
He was a striker.
Oh, it seems silly to not have him stand like that in goal.
He's a goal scorer.
Oh, all right then.
He's a striker.
Well, I've already used all of them.
Yeah. Another centre back.
So I'm going through the West Ham team
West
now. Shut up. West Ham team now. But
we haven't really got any English.
You've not really got any English in there.
We had one.
Declan Rice. Rice.
He's not a centre back.
He's English.
Are you going to play him in midfield?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So we got Declan Rice in midfield.
Yes.
We also had an English centre back that I fucking adored.
Yeah.
Ballon Dawson.
I would have never known it. What about, they're all coming to me now. Jared Bubbin.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, where are you going to play him though? Because you've put Saka in.
We'll swap him out then.
Oh, yes! Everyone, listen, if you know ball, you know that Saka's got posters of Bowen on his fucking wall.
Bowen's on fire. And he's shagging Danny Dyer. Bowen's on fire.
La, 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 la. Yeah, lovely. All right, I love that. All right, so now we have Wayne Rooney, Harry Kane, Bowen, Rashford, Ferdinand, Pickford.
Did you put Declan in there? And Rice, baby.
Two more centre mids, please.
Rice,
a guy last
Rice,
night.
Baby.
A guy last night just scored a hat trick for Man City. He's English. His name.
It's not Erling Haaland.
He had bright white hair.
It is Erling Haaland.
No, he had bright white hair.
It's Phil Foden.
There you go. Would you like him in your team?
Yeah.
Because he is fucking good.
Come on, Foden.
All right, we're playing him in the 10, just above Declan Rice.
Yeah.
All right. So now one more centre mid.
Ben White.
Ben, I'll tell you what, you can play Ben White at centre back. He ain't a centre mid though, but you can play him at centre back if you want him to.
Yeah.
All right, and also I want
you
to know.
I only know him through our trip to Ibiza.
Yeah, we.
And he was really drunk.
We went STK and Ibiza, and Ben White was there at the same time. And
he was lit.
He was having a great time, mate.
Having a brilliant time.
He come and started dancing at
yeah, near did. Us.
It's quite funny. So you've now got, and by the way, shall I let you know a fun fact? Ben White actually, I'm not going to say the word refused. He turned down the chance to play for England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got a phone call and they wanted him to play and he said, I'd rather not, Gaff. Thank you. So we are
probably
going.
Probably Ibiza, yeah.
Yeah, we are going. Pickford, mm-hmm. Ben White, Ferdinand.
Benirama, don't play
Benirama.
For this country.
Benirama.
Benirama.
He plays for Algeria.
Yeah.
He's Algerian.
So he can't play then.
Yeah, and also, in what world is Benirama
feels like
an English name?
Benirama.
Benirama.
Benihana. Benihana. Where we went for dinner.
All right, so Pickford, Ferdinand, White, Bowen, Rice, Foden, Rashford, Rooney, Kane, one more centre mid.
Can we just be happy? I've known this many people, by the way.
Cook something.
Because I know a lot from not England.
Another centre mid now, please. English centre mid.
Who plays for Arsenal?
There's not another English centre mid at Arsenal.
No?
No.
Man City. Any more at Man City?
No.
Great. These are like the three teams I paid attention to that are out the window. Who plays for Chelsea? Oh, he's really good. What about that Ruben Loftus-Cheek? I know him purely
he's
just
English,
through football.
He's English and he is a centre midfielder.
There he are. And I'm purely through watching his games.
Yeah, yeah. You do. You've been watching a lot. Where does he play currently?
At the back.
No, he plays in centre mid. But yeah, where, I mean, like, what team does he play for currently?
Chelsea.
Right, yeah. No, you've been watching a lot of him recently, yeah?
Yeah.
Has he been playing well?
Really well.
Yeah, really well.
Yeah. I don't even think I've
He's actually
him
playing in Italy right now. He plays at AC Milan.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. He's not at Chelsea anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Must have got confused. They must have been playing Chelsea.
Yeah. All right, so you want Ruben Loftus-Cheek in there. What do you want him in there for? Just to sell shirts?
To look pretty.
Are you just, what are you doing?
I'm checking if I follow him on Instagram. Oh, yeah, no, I don't.
All right, so Ruben Loftus-Cheek is in the team on purely good looks, I assume.
Do you know, it's like when they're not qualified. If you have two people that turn out for the job, one's really ugly, one's really beautiful.
You're going to pick the pretty
You're going to pick the pretty one.
Yeah, okay. All right, so your team.
Someone's got to sell the shirt.
Fizzle K's Euro squad sending to the Euros to hopefully win the lot is Jordan Pickford in goal. Centre backs, we are playing three at the back. We've got Ben White, Ferdinand.
Is David Beckham allowed to play?
He's a little bit knackered, but
all right. Well, sorry, Bex.
All right, Jared Bowen on the right.
Yep.
In the midfield, we've gone for Ruben Loftus-Cheek playing next to Declan Rice.
Yep.
Ahead of them, we've got Philip Foden in the 10. On the left, we're playing Rashford, and up front, we are playing Kane and Rooney.
Wow, I'm astonished by your memory there.
Great team.
Yeah.
Really good team. Yeah. I don't. Did Anton Ferdinand get a full England cap? I'm not even sure.
Now listen, whoever manages England.
Yeah. Well, who wants to manage it? Who do you want to manage it? Go on, choose a manager. Because currently it's Gareth Southgate, but you can choose.
Oh, he's done all right, hasn't he?
He's all right. Yeah,
he just don't pick well for the penalties.
Yeah.
Unless everyone takes a penalty, I don't know. I think Gareth's doing a good job. I'd actually like Harry.
Harry Redknapp. I don't mind that.
What a little fellow. I love him.
I don't mind that.
Such a good sport.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Really
Harry
wholesome guy.
Harry Redknapp is leading fucking England to glory.
He would.
Come
you
on.
Just know he would.
Come on.
Granddad good, vibes.
Good Euro squad. I like Thank it. You. Well done. The Rooney Welsh shout is fucking phenomenal, mate. That's historic.
I really thought he was Welsh
really
this whole
good.
Time.
Is there anything else on here?
He looks Welsh.
What else have we got? End of the pod. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today on a absolutely amazing podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, subscribe and like if you are enjoying it. Also, if you want to consume the Growing Pains clips in short format, then make sure to subscribe to Growing Pains clips on YouTube. That's where you can get all the good stuff. Subscribe to that. If you're on audio platforms, please like, follow, rate 5 stars, subscribe, do all that nonsense you have to do for the audios. We are in your ears. Hopefully next week too.
This bit takes like 3 minutes now.
I know. Follow us on Instagram, Growing Pains Insta. You'll find very funny carousels. Like last week, there was a picture of me at Play Group. It was
Fizzle KP now.
Yeah, it was Fizzle KP. It was KP Peanut, mate. You're a little peanut. KP Nuts.
KP.
KP not on your face, mate, were you? Right. we was a play group last week and it was Easter week.
Yep.
And all the kids got given fucking bunny ears. What does Olive do? Run over, whack someone daddy. She didn't want to wear them. So there's a picture of me in bunny ears.
Yep.
If you want to enjoy that, if there's any furries out there. From fiance and fiance, goodbye.
Jeez.